Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragaway.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Get your plumbing needs taken care of there. He is Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. Leroy Butler in the house as well. Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, and Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. If numbers counted, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. Some more news coming out in the NBA here before we get to the top three topics of the day in the Great Lakes Dragway Pick-A-Lane. So, Adrian Wojnarowski saying that, indeed, they are going to vote next Thursday, the Board of Governors, on whether or not they're going to restart this season in Orlando down at the Disney World Complex. He's expecting it to pass, and then we'll be on our way. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA earlier today, said his goal is to start the season on July 31st would be the target date to get the season started. Ramona Shelburne, also of ESPN, tweeted out just a little bit ago that it's of her belief of what she's hearing, that the format they're leaning towards right now is to have an end of a regular season, games to be determined, I guess, and then a play-in tournament for the last team or two for each conference to get in. But according to her, the cutoff is going to be if you're within six games of a playoff spot, then you will be invited to finish the regular season, be a part of this play-in tournament. That means on top of the initial 16 that are already in, the additional teams invited, if it plays out that way, would be the Wizards from the East, and that is all. Charlotte would miss by a game. In the West, additional teams invited to play, the Portland Trail Blazers, the New Orleans Pelicans, the Sacramento Kings, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Phoenix Suns, all would be a part of finishing the season and part of a play-in tournament, meaning the Hornets, Bulls, Knicks, Pistons, Hawks, Cavaliers, Timberwolves, and Warriors seasons would be over. So that is the talk right now, but it looks like they are getting closer and closer to getting this thing done for the NBA, and might actually get to see the Bucks win a championship this year still before this whole thing is said and done. Okay, Great Lakes Championship. What? Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Here we go. Top three topics of the day. The right lane. Do you think Jordan Love was a Packers guy going into the draft, regardless of who was still on the board? We'll tell you why we're talking about that momentarily. The left lane. Do you think we'll see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back because of everything going on in Minnesota? And the return lane, top five Packer wide receivers of all time on a top five Friday here on The Fan. Those are the lanes. Here is the phone number to dial in. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Okay, so to the right lane we go. And this topic comes off of some of the stuff Mark Murphy said yesterday on the Wendy's Big Show concerning the fact that, you know, hey, look, you drafted Jordan Love, you got Aaron Rodgers, you were in the same boat with Brett Favre when you took Aaron Rodgers, and here you are again, and what do you thought of the pick?
Yeah, no, I'm very supportive of it. Brian and I were in communication, and it's the reality is it's not only the most important position in football, I would argue it's the most important position in all sports. And there's an old saying in the NFL that the best time to take a quarterback is when you don't need one. And we don't need one now. I mean, obviously Aaron's, still playing at a very high level. I guess I look at it. I give Brian credit. I think that he had the courage of his convictions, that he obviously thinks a lot of Jordan and thinks he could be a great player for us. He's not going to help us right away.
Well, if he does help you right away, that means something dramatically went wrong with your quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, so let's hope that doesn't happen. Earlier today, DA of the DA show on CBS Sports Radio in the morning, he kind of went after Matt LaFleur and the Packers organization for continuously telling people that, they just took the best player available on the board. We had the other guys, but he was the best player available, and DA didn't take too kindly to it.
They saw Jordan Love as a successor to Aaron Rodgers, and they said, we can't let this guy get past us. We're going to be aggressive in going up and getting him. He did not fall to them. That wasn't the next guy on the board. That was their guy, and they spent draft capital to go get him. And so I got a problem with this right now with Matt LaFleur. I like Matt LaFleur. I like what he did last year with the Packers. He went 13-3, got to an NFC Championship game in year number one. There's a lot to admire about that early success. But again, don't sell us on, best guy on the board. We just had him ranked best guy on the board. We just had to take him. This guy didn't fall to you. You traded up to get him. You had a plan. You were willing to be aggressive because you were worried he would slip by you. And you got plans for him. So I just don't like the lie here, okay? Because Matt LaFleur should say, look, we believe he can be a really good quarterback, and we need to safeguard against the fact that Aaron Rodgers might not have a lot of football left. And so this is the future. We need to plan accordingly, and we feel really good about Jordan Love, so we had to get aggressive. We knew there were going to be teams between us and when he was available that were going to take him, and we felt like it was worth the cost. Okay, fine. I disagree with not giving Aaron Rodgers help right now. I disagree with not drafting a wide receiver. I disagree with not giving him another first-round piece to win a Super Bowl right now. And I also disagree with pushing him out the door. But at least you'd be honest. At least I could trust your answer there that, look, you see something that other people may not, and you're saying, you know what? We're preparing for life after. But instead to say, hey, he just was best guy on the board, but just fell to us. That's a lie.
All right, so there is DA earlier today on CBS Sports Radio from the DA show. Used to be on our station here on The Fan at 6 o'clock at night and then got promoted up earlier in the day and is there now. Obviously, we have the Bart Winkler show, so we don't air that show. Gary Ellerson, do you think Jordan Love was the Packer guy going into the draft, regardless of who was still on the board, that was their number one target, and if he fell close enough, they were going to go get him?
Well, how about this, Steven? Knowing how the Packers work, I think he was one of a couple guys that they wanted, and I think they had a contingency plan. Like, if he fell to them in a certain spot, I think they felt that they needed to trade up to go get him. So I don't think it was just only Jordan Love. I think it was a couple guys that they wanted, and Jordan Love may have become their main guy they wanted as the draft proceeded. And I think, like, if it were 15 or if it were 14, they may not have traded up to go get him at that point. I think they sat there, they waited where they thought it was good value for them, or to give up a pick, which is a fourth round pick, to go get him. So I think there was more than one guy that they were looking at other than Jordan Love in the first round.
So that is the right lane. Do you think Jordan Love was a Packers guy going into the draft, regardless of who was still on the board? 414-799-1250. The left lane, do you think we'll see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back? Jalen Rose, part of the Get Up show on ESPN, he talked earlier this morning about what this all means to him and what this means to this country, about what is going on in Minnesota.
I have to say this. I wish America loved black people as much as they love black culture. There are so many times that it gets cherry-picked and it gets piggybacked, but only when it's convenient. And sometimes it happens in entertainment, and athletics. We're not here designed only to entertain. We're actually living and breathing human beings that have a multitude of intelligence, work ethic, discipline, and talent. We've overcome a lot just like so many other races. This didn't just start happening. You can Google. We've been sprayed with water hoses. We've been attacked by dogs. We've overcome it. I'm old enough to remember I have a dream, fight the power, screw the police. Now it's I can't breathe. This is not new, and it's not going to come from just us. We need people who aren't black. We need people who aren't brown. When you know these things are happening in your society to have a voice, a legitimate one, lock in step with us, protest with us, post with us, not just when it's convenient, when it can be uncomfortable. The illusion, the image of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee before a football game during the national anthem is the exact one that we see in Minnesota. When a guy was laying on the ground for over 8 minutes, handcuffed with a knee to his neck, and was murdered. Let's start calling these things what they are. These are murderings. These are lynchings. These things have caused pain throughout our society, for our community, for hundreds of years. We've been screaming out for your assistance.
All right, so there's Jalen Rose from earlier today. Get up on ESPN. The question is, do you think we'll see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back? Leroy Butler.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the impact it is for these guys, because it was just made into this big thing, which was false, about the military. And that was wrong. And I hope people can see that now. Say, oh, okay, I get it. Because, and the thing about it, we have to live together regardless of whether you like it or not. But for African-American people, you say, we're already fighting racists every single day. Now they feel like you have fighting certain police. You know, 99% of the police are good people. They're great people. But they need to say something when they see something bad. You can tell when your colleague is doing something wrong. And that's all Colin was saying. We got to find out the injustices, and we got to bring it. Why can't it stop? When you're approaching a car, you don't approach the car based on the color of somebody's skin. You just approach it and do your job. And it's difficult. It really is difficult. People, I mean, I thought it was supposed to be protect and serve, and I believe that, not just certain people. So it's going to be some guy feel a type of a way about it. And I think the NFL will have to give them their space to do it, because they had nothing to do with the military. Absolutely not. And I bet you if you polled all the guys, they'll all say they love police, they love the military. They just hate bad police, the ones that break the law. I mean, the Sterling Brown video, man, that was embarrassing. I mean, why you got to even go through that? That kind of condescending way to treat somebody. And then you treat somebody else with respect. It should be based on how a person look or what kind of car they drive. Treat everybody the same. Well, don't be a cop. Some of these cops, power is dangerous if you don't know how to use it. Power is dangerous. You know, I can do whatever I want to you. And there's nothing you can do if you struggle. And if they don't have this thing on video, guys, I don't think it would ever get prosecuted. But the video says a lot. But I thought ever since Rodney King, hey, man, I don't know about the police training. But if you're training, I don't know if they treat you to do this kind of stuff. But a forest check, a guy selling loose cigarettes to get attacked like that. We got to treat people with respect. You got to know who's a criminal and who's not if you're a police. And you
my thing with it. My thing with it, Steve, is that, and not to try to sidetrack, well, Steve and Leroy, is not to sidetrack the topic, but would be, now do you understand why Colin Kaepernick was kneeling? I mean, now do you see what that was all about? Because the narrative got hijacked by a lot of people, and they wanted to make it about the flag. Now do you understand what this was for? I mean, Colin Kaepernick basically, and everybody want to talk about he was not a good football player. He didn't need to be in the league. if you look at all the backup quarterbacks in the league right now, you can't tell me that Kaepernick don't deserve to be a backup quarterback in the league. I'm not even talking about a starter, a backup quarterback. He was ostracized out of, you know, he basically blackballed out of the NFL because he took a stand. And this is what he took a stand for. I think people feel so silly now. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. They feel silly about, really, about him not having a job and understand what he was fighting for. He was fighting for these people. He was fighting for the George Floyds of the world. He's fighting for the kid that got shot in Atlanta for jogging in the neighborhood. Those are kind of things that he was trying to bring to light. Had we not had a camera, a video phone, we'd have never seen any of this.
That's correct.
And I think mm-hmm. for most importantly, it's going to take, and I've been watching my TV here, Steve, and I see we're marching here in Milwaukee. And it's going to take more than people that look like me to make this go away. It's going to take a lot of other different races and creeds out there to try to make this go away. We got to be as one on this thing to make it go away. And if people are talking stupid, we got to call them on it. I mean, we got to make sure that we're doing everything right to erase, to eradicate this kind of stuff in America today.
No leadership.
The return late coming up next will be the top five Packers wide receivers of all time. We'll get to that on the other side of a quick timeout. But KJ's been on.
I don't need
on.
Y'all yelling at my list either. I don't like that.
We'll just laugh. KJ and Wes Allis, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, KJ?
Aloha, my brothers. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I'm very tired. I'm 65 years old. I've been watching this unfold all of my life and all my father's life, all my grandfather's life and his grandfather's life. The systemic inequalities and injustice that's taken place in this country has got to change. And Colin Kaepernick was a person who tried to shine a light on these situations that have been taking place for so long. And he was silenced, and as Gary said, ostracized by many, and pretty much blackballed out of the NFL. Luckily, the revolution is being televised right now. Thank God that we had cell phones to capture some of these things with Ahmaud Arbery, with George Floyd, and others who have been killed recently and in the past. I spent over 20 years in the military, and I'm just going to share one of the experiences that I had. Back in the late 70s, I was stationed in Arizona, and I witnessed one of my best friends get shot by police officers in a mistaken identity. They shot him 38 times. He walked out of his car, and they killed him in cold blood. And immunity that they got, qualified immunity, because they were police officers, they were never brought up on charges. So I say thank God that we have the capability to see things that happen in real time, like this morning when Omar Jimenez was capturing what was happening in Minneapolis and was arrested on live television for no reason at all, showed his credentials, and because he was black, that's my interpretation of why he was arrested, along with three other members in his crew. Yet, four police officers that have allegedly killed George Floyd basically are going free, except for the one who actually did the most heinous of the acts. And there's new video out there, by the way, that shows that two other police officers were holding him down. So there
were
three officers that were holding him down. This has got to stop, guys. And I believe there is going to be more kneeling, and there should be, because it's not a symbol of disrespecting the flag or the military. It has nothing to do with that. To be silent is to be complicit, and that's what Colin Kaepernick wanted to shine a light on. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, KJ. Thanks, appreciate it.
Let me ask you this, Steve.
Can you ask me after a break?
Sure.
Sorry, it's already 5:22. We're late already.
Don't let me.
Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane continues on right lane. Do you think Jordan Love was a Packers guy going into the draft, regardless of who was still on the board? The left lane. Do you think we will still see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back? And the return lane. And yes, you will hear Leroy's top five. Top five Friday. Top five Packer wide receivers of all time. Stay tuned for Leroy's list. You will not want to miss it. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. I'm learning as we go here, Gary Ellerson, that the 2 for $5 at Wendy's is just, it really is a home run. Everyone I talk to, man, that 2 for $5 at Wendy's and that chicken. Oh, that chicken. $5, two Wendy faves. It's a score, baby. And now the Wendy's 2 for $5 includes our homestyle chicken sandwich, which is delicious. I like mine with extra mayo. A spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece spicy nugs, or a 10-piece crispy nugs are all part of the deal, too. Mix them up. Double down on one of them. Either way you go, there's no wrong answer at Wendy's. Better get your order on. We got you at Wendy's tonight. And, of course, their delicious breakfast. 6:30, the drive-thru opens every day. And fresh cracked eggs, delicious sandwiches for breakfast at Wendy's. Hit up that Wendy's ASAP. All right, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, the right lane. Do you think Jordan Love was a Packers guy going into the draft, regardless of who's still on the board? The left lane, do you think we will see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back? And the return lane, top five Packer wide receivers of all time. And we have not done that list yet. So, Gary Ellerson, I'll start with you. Your top five Packer wide receiver of all time list.
My top five Packer wide receiver all-time list, Steve. I'm going to start with number five, Jordy Nelson. Number four, Donald Driver. Number three, Sterling Sharp. Number two, Don Hutson. And number one, James Lofton. And I think I have actually really the best list. I probably got them close to order as you ever can get it in Packer history.
Okay, so Gary Ellerson, that's his list. I'll go with my list next. We'll save the best for last.
I don't have any favoritism in my list.
Well,
neither do I.
Don Hutson, but that's not fair. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, maybe I did. I can tell you how great he was. Come on with it.
Yeah, I can't, though. That's the problem. All right, number five, Devontae Adams. That's my controversial one. Number four is Jordy Nelson.
Well, it is controversial,
Steve. Number three, Sterling Sharp. Is. Number two, James Lofton. And Gary Ellerson sold me on why Don Hutson should be at number one because he dominated his era. Don Hutson, number one, top five Packers wide receivers of all time on a Top 5 Friday here on The Fan. To you, Leroy Butler, for the list we've all been anticipating and waiting for.
Gary, don't forget what you were supposed to tell me before.
We'll get to it, yes.
Because I know he's going to forget. Because I'm trying to get him on something else so he don't interrupt me with my list. My list, the best list, I think it's more, it just talk about more of a history, okay? Number five would be James Lofton, Hall of Famer. Number four, Antonio Freeman. We used to call him Quack Man because he run like a duck. So we call him Quack Quack. That was his RPO in the red zone. Quack, quack, you throw it to him. Right over the middle, he's wide open. Number three, Jordy Nelson, one of the best play-action wide receivers ever. Number two, Sterling Sharp. When Sterling Sharp caught 100 passes, that with people doubling you, it meant something. Not everybody get 100 passes. And number one of all time in Packer history is Quickie, okay? Donald Driver, double D, the second best smile next to mine in Packer history. 80% of his passes were over the middle. Y'all don't even think about that. Y'all don't even care about that. All these guys y'all got was out there on the numbers, outside the numbers, and catch the ball deep. Donald Driver goes over the middle, and just out jump guys, two or three guys to catch the ball. So he is by far my number one.
Okay, so those are the three lanes. Right lane, do you think Jordan Love was the Packers guy going into the draft, regardless of who was still on the board? That is the right lane. The left lane, do you think we will see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back? And the return lane, top five Packer wide receivers of all time. If you are on hold, we will get to you coming up next. But right now, we have to get to the latest in the COVID-19 pandemic and what's going on in Minnesota as well with CBS News. Today's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. The Right Lane and Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Great Lakes Dragway open, by the way. Open, open, open is Great Lakes Dragway. Make sure, go to GreatLakesDragway.com to get their updated schedule going on down there at Union Grove, I should say. Great affordable family fun. Do you think Jordan Love was the Packers guy going into the draft, regardless of who is still on the board? That's the right lane. The left lane, you think we'll see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back? And the return lane, top five Packer wide receivers of all time. Gary Ellerson, you were going to ask me a question a couple segments ago, if you still remember it.
So what's your take on the whole looting of the stores?
That's stupid. Really stupid. I mean, you'll never hear me approve of looting or whatever else. I'm further disturbed by the fact that, again, social media, don't believe everything you see on social media, obviously, but based on things I've seen on social media in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, that there are people that travel to cities that they don't even live in to be a part of the looting and bashing of stores and so forth, coming in from other cities. So that also was very disturbing to me because I didn't realize those people even existed or that was a thing. So that's very disturbing as well. You, me, and Leroy talked about this off the air, and if that's where you want me to go, I'll go there. And that just isn't, all three of us off the air were just talking about it. Look, if there's not looting and there's not the fires and all this crazy crap that's going on, which is all horrible stuff and would never want anybody to ever do it to anybody for that matter, but if none of that happens, you just wonder whether or not the police officer that was arrested and charged today, if he would have been arrested and charged as quickly as he was, if all of that stuff wasn't happening and they weren't fearful of their city getting burned down in Minneapolis. If it would have been peaceful protests like we had in Milwaukee today, which it looked like everything I saw on TV was peaceful. If it would have been peaceful protests like that and it wouldn't have been, you know, the national news, it would have been just a sidebar of, oh, well, there's peaceful protesting going on in Minneapolis. People aren't happy, blah, 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 blah. And wouldn't have been what it was, where these guys, I think in Minneapolis, felt under pressure to get something done quickly to try and slow and stop some of this stuff from happening. I don't know if it would have went as quickly, the investigation and what ended up happening. I could be wrong. Maybe it would have went just as quickly. But to me, I just think that they were trying to figure out the quickest way to stop this and get this done and trying to figure out as much evidence as they could get, as quickly as they could get it, to lay the charges down to get that police officer arrested.
Well, I mean, and I think what escalated yesterday is when I believe they came out and said that they cannot charge him as of yet. And I think that's what escalated.
And a day later they did.
Yeah, and a day later that they did. So that's what escalated from last night when they said they don't see any wrongdoing. They don't know if they can charge them. And they should have never said that. And so I think that's when people absolutely lost their natural minds. So now what are you going to have to deal with? Now they want them to charge the other three guys.
The other two guys.
The other two. I thought it was four total.
Maybe. So, the video, I think, was him on the neck. Yeah. There was another guy with a knee in his back and another guy with a knee in his legs or his hip or something.
Yeah, I think it's four total.
The other guy was just standing there doing nothing.
Oh, they want him charged too.
Gotcha.
You and Gary commit a crime and you and Gary get injured and I'm in the back seat sleep, I'm still going to get a charge.
Right.
So with the same with them, he should have stopped this guy, man. But hey, man, y'all take it easy. He got a handcuff. Let's just take it
right.
easy.
Right.
So what I don't want to happen is that we lose the fact of, yes, there's rioting. No, I don't agree with it. They're burning stuff down. No, I don't agree with it. But we have to remember, I think, what started all of this. Why did this start? What is happening in our community to make these things happen? What these people, what stresses are these people living under to make these things happen?
Gary, I agree with you, but the problem is, I'm telling you right now, in the media, the focus is going to turn to the rioting and away from what's going on.
Well, of course, because that's what they want.
That's what's going to occur.
That's what changed the narrative of it.
Right.
And I don't think that it is. I mean, because it is a story. I mean, how can it not be a story?
You're
burning down the police.
We talked to Rami Makhlouf earlier in the show about how scary it is living in Minneapolis right now.
Yeah, that is a story. So you cannot report. You have to report that it is a story. But I think what you have to remember is the guy knee on the guy neck and the guy that got murdered.
No doubt.
That's what it's all about. So that's why I say you look at Colin Kaepernick and the narrative gets changed. And when the narrative gets changed, who's changing the narrative? That's what you need to know. Who's trying to change it that, okay, it's about Target? You know what, Steve? One of the reasons, Target is a huge corporation in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so is U.S. Bank. I mean, I think that's why that stuff started. If Target was to say something, the guys that own them, all those people that own those Targets, the big shot Target, if he were to come out and say something against what was going on, police brutality, don't you know that that will go a long way in those communities that he's making his money in?
I talked to Rami about that, and I asked Rami, I said, why are they going after Targets for? He's like, well, up here, they got like all glass fronts. He goes, so it's one of the easier things to break and get into of anything. Will, Northwest Side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Are you guys kidding me what you're talking about right now? You're going to make excuses for smashing Target and because of what people's stress are on right now? Who is under stress? Go ahead, Gary. Give me a question.
There isn't a question.
I don't have a question. What do you want to talk about?
First of all, you're putting on all these answers. Why don't we try asking a cop once and see what his observation of the whole thing was? You know, you guys don't,
are
don't
you
know
a cop?
The whole thing about it.
Are you a cop?
No, I'm not a cop. Are you?
Okay, because I was going to ask you then. So then,
well, yeah, what did you say,
let me ask you this. You were talking about the leadership. What kind of leadership are we looking for in this whole thing here?
Any kind of leadership.
You guys said we need the right leadership. Give me an idea.
Well, you got the platform now. You lead us. What do you think should happen? You saw the tape. What do you think should happen?
Well, no, I think the whole thing looked absolutely terrible. Without the autopsy being done yet, let's find out his neck was actually crushed or choked there, okay? Because a chokehold would be actually choking the front of his neck, wouldn't it? If he was on the back of his neck, there's some questions there right there.
So you need an autopsy. You need an autopsy.
So Will, you're questioning whether or not your air could be cut off from.
Hey, wait! Are you a doctor?
No. Well, I'm just asking you a question. Settle down. Okay. You're all fired up. Will.
Because you wanted to cut me up before and ask me.
Will.
Tell me to explain to you about what's.
Okay, I'm done.
Let's move on.
I'm done with that. Ken and West Bend, you're next on the Fan. That's the problem when I run the board now. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ken.
Gentlemen, how are you? I want to.
Hey, how's it going?
Fabulous. If I were any better, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah. I heard that.
You need an autopsy?
Hold it. I'm not dead. If I am, I shouldn't be driving. And normally,
yeah, don't wake up dead.
But I'm driving.
So, all right, go ahead.
Let's trying to get everybody back to some normalcy here. You know, this is a scenario that's quite disturbing. I worked in and directly with law enforcement for over 20 years. And what had transpired in that video was not what police are trained to do.
Oh, that's so refreshing to hear.
So I want to tell you something. Most of them, the majority of the law enforcement community will tell you, you don't do that, okay? If you have a subject that's on the ground that says, I can't breathe, and they're in cuffs, you get them up. They're not a threat. You pick them up. Get them stable, and let's move on. The problem that is being exacerbated, and this is what bothers me, is how it's being portrayed in the media. These are bad actors. Everybody knows that. The police did the wrong thing. But the bigger problem is, and this is what's going to disturb a lot of people when I say this, the police are in these areas because of the crime, okay? So this particular gentleman committed a crime. Did he deserve to die for it? No. But
it was forgery, wasn't it? Wasn't that the supposed crime?
It was allegedly.
Correct.
Allegedly forgery.
We don't know if he committed a crime.
Good point. Allegedly. I love that term,
allegedly, because I use that all the time. Anytime you have a subject, you would say allegedly, right?
Yeah, but you presume innocent,
being,
right?
The the point being with all this is, and I'm just trying to bring some light to this scenario. When you have a subject and you have a problem and it is what it is, you take every scenario for what it is. I don't agree with what happened, but the reality is that you have to assess every situation working in the areas that you're working in. And where I'm going with this is that the crime that is committed in every major city happens in certain areas. The police are in those areas for a reason. It's not by their choice. It's by the crime statistics. Now, where I'm going with this whole thing is that nobody would have ever been there if a crime wasn't committed, allegedly. But there was.
It was a 911 call. They weren't just sitting there. They were called.
Correct. And right. Leroy, you're starting to see where I'm going with this. But what I'm trying to say is, for what's happening after the fact is disgusting. What's going on in Minneapolis is troubling. What's happening as a result of this, do measures need to be taken to stop some of the things that are happening with excessive force? Yes. However, there's a reason why these police are in these areas.
Why the good police won't stop the bad police? Why is that? Is it really a blue code or whatever it is?
Yeah, but the good police always patrol the bad police. And contrary to what people think, it does happen.
Well,
nobody wants to be
that.
A part of that. You don't want to be a part of that. You don't want to have your name on that, what happened, knowing what you got to do every day for a minimal amount of money. You have to protect and serve that community. And what happened there is an injustice. No two ways about it. Nobody is disputing that. But what's happening in Minneapolis that you're seeing every night, that's wrong. These are not protesters. These are violent people that are committing heinous acts against great businesses. For what? You're not protesting for George's death. You're doing things that are disgusting. And that's what bothers me.
All right, Ken. Thanks for the call. And I doubt Ken is alone on that one.
I'm not going to lump in the looters and the people who put stuff on fire with people.
Well,
exactly
well,
right,
how about
right.
This?
Correct.
I tell you what.
Yes. Yeah,
how about this?
That.
How about this? What bothers me the most is that a man died. How about that?
100.
Yeah, for sure.
By the police.
I think
that's
we all agree on that.
I don't know. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure about
well,
that.
Well, the other thing he said too is
me the most.
He can't get a lawyer. He can't do anything. His rights are gone.
That's what bothers me.
Civil
the most.
Rights.
How
are
about
violent.
That? It's all bad. No doubt.
No question.
It.
Yep.
But what bothers me the most? Is a man losing his life.
And the other thing that he said,
by
too.
By someone that's supposed to be protecting.
Right. The other thing that Ken said is very true, too. And look, man, there's good people and there's bad people.
Sure.
And sometimes bad people get to be cops. And sometimes those bad people continue to be bad people even though there are cops. And it is what it is. I mean, and the good cops are supposed to patrol the bad cops, I guess. Does that happen across the board all the time? I don't know. I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. Never been a cop.
Not.
No idea. All right, take a quick time out. Come back. People are lining up still to talk about this. We'll see if we can sneak you in coming up on the other side. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. And speaking of the weather outside, yeah, it's a little bit cooler outside right now. Okay, fine. But still ideal conditions for firing up the grill at the end of the day with all of our meats you love from Robert Specialty Meats. They're fully stocked with all of your favorites for outdoor cooking. From all natural chicken, pork ribs, and shoulders, all of your favorite steaks and beef briskets, plus several types of handmade sausages like the Wisconsin Wurst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar. And boy, you can chase the beer, let me tell you. Or the Al Capone Italian sausage with all the awesome ingredients of the Al Capone roast. Nothing goes better at the end of the day than serving up some of their legendary ribs on a stick and marinated chicken skewers ready for the grill. Visit them in Waukesha or call Robert Specialty Meats today, 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood Smoked Beef Sticks or Jerky, including their new Honey Bourbon flavor. Yummy, yummy, yummy. The ideal snack treats. Visit their website, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com, for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
Do you think Jordan Love was a Packers guy going into the draft, regardless of who was still on the board?
Guess what? It worked perfectly to them. He got to a spot they wanted in the 20s. They moved up to get him. Hey, everybody can agree that we were shocked or surprised, but they seem to be happy. It worked exactly how they wanted their board to come out. To a T. The top three players they got, A.J. Dillon, Josiah, their kid, and the quarterback, were the three people they wanted. And they got them. I don't think it's a lie when you get the guy that you want.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
All right, Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Let's try to sneak one more caller in here before we wrap it up for a Friday. Michael in Greenfield, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, hi, Sparky. I'll make it quick here. I just want to disagree with that previous caller. It's not about the police going into certain areas and they have to patrol. It's about being professional. This guy was allegedly accused of forgery, and you killed him. And you killed him. That's unacceptable. It's crazy, and something has to be done about it. I agree with what Gary said and Leroy said earlier. The narrative changes. The protesters take it to a different direction, but this cannot continue. Don't kill people, and they won't burn down your city. It's that simple. That's all I got. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks for the call, Michael. Appreciate it.
Gary, did you fall?
You okay, Gary?
No, I did not fall. I don't know what.
Well, I know
just
you got
happened,
a bad knee.
Somebody did something. I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. We yelled at Ryan Hornback for snitching. Now you just did. Come on, man. Take the blame.
Did something. I'm
Why you just can't take the blame?
Why you gonna ask me that somebody fall?
Well, because we thought it was you.
We've seen you fall.
I've been home by myself all day and it's been real quiet. And then in the last 5 minutes, something happened.
Gary, we've seen you. Not only have we seen you fall out of your chair in the studio, I've seen you miss a chair on remote and sit on the ground. Anything's possible. Yeah. He's Gary Ellerson.
It was you.
Yeah.
Gary Ellerson. It was you.
Gary Ellerson.
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying.
There you go. There
Gary Ellerson.
We'll walk out that thing, cuz.
Yes.
Just trying to wrap the show up. Gary Ellerson, Butler. That'll do it for the Wendy's Big Show. We'll talk to you on Monday at 2. And hopefully Gary doesn't miss any more chairs sitting down this weekend. Yeah. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.